This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Joining us now to talk more sports with you, it's Jeff Kolb, Fox 4 here in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon, Jeff. How the heck are you?
Gentlemen, good to be with you. And pumped to talk a little sports here. It's a nice day out, and we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, this seems like a
Rangers, Mavs, all of it.
Yeah, and college basketball. It just seems like the sport and the event that's most made for a sports TV news guy like yourself to cover with all the buzzer beaters and stuff. This is about as good as it gets, am I right?
We love March Madness. From a TV technicality standpoint, you know, there's a lot of restrictions. We can't show all the great highlights as we might like, but who doesn't like doing the bracket and finding some dumb luck with that? And we're hoping SMU, the men, will make a little run. North Texas, obviously the TCU women. So there's a little March Madness buzz in the Metroplex right about now.
Texas, pretty good basketball state, as it turns out, Jeff.
Damn right.
I think, you know, it's known for football a lot, and we do a lot of sports well. But I'd say college basketball, high school basketball is, you know, some of our finest work, if you ask me.
Oh, no doubt. We have the talent. You see it coming out of the high school ranks. And I'm a guy who can appreciate college hoops being from the Northeast, where we don't really have the football like you would hope, you know, right, at the youth levels, the high school levels, and of course the college levels. You know, it was like Matt Ryan at BC, and that was about it in my lifetime. So it's impressive how down here in football country, we do have some college hoops too, no doubt.
Yeah, but somehow we forget how it's done when you get to the pro level. Don't know exactly what's going on there, Jeff. Just kind of hoping the Rangers can breathe some life back into this sports scene for us after the disappointment of where the Mavs went this spring. What are you seeing from this baseball team? You were out there and surprised when we were. Are they good enough to get this done?
I know. Surprise was great, by the way. Got a nice little tan. I was wondering, did you guys get some sun out there?
Yeah, definitely. It was nice. Other than my eyes drying out by the end of each day because the air there is so ridiculous. But I love me some Surprise.
That was good living being out there for just a few short days. But I'm excited. I'm excited about the Rangers. Obviously, they were just, you know, hit with the injury bug all last year, and that's bad luck. And so I don't see how this team isn't playing deep into October and hopefully November again if they stay healthy. You know, I think it's amazing how much hangs on Jacob deGrom, right? Because if that guy takes the hill on day one and goes out injured, then, you know, we're right back in the can with our feelings about DFW sports outside the Stars. But I'm excited about this pitching staff. Obviously, you know, it's not great to see Bradford going on the IL like we see today. But, you know, Evaldi's back. I think that's an underrated move. You know, I'm excited. I hope that we see something big as far as Kamar Rocker and Jack Leiter. And obviously these guys have had some up and down moments, first round picks. At some point you need your top picks to pay off, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we look at the Cowboys. with Guyton and Mozzie Smith, you know, they're going to need those guys to pay off. And so I don't worry about the Rangers lineup. I'm psyched to see what kind of step Wyatt Langford can take. You know, Josh Young, hopefully not having any more freak injuries. I am a little worried about Evan Carter, although he's done some nice things here in the last month. And so I think the lineup breaks. And if the pitching's there, and maybe we trade for a good bullpen arm or two, you know, before the deadline, which Chris Young has established he can do, then I feel really good about this team.
Jeff, I'm with you, bro. And I know you were a stud baseball player as a little young Colb growing up there in the Northeast. I mean, this team's probably
that is some embellishment right there.
And maybe it was an embellishment, or maybe just a little bit. You can just take the
proud
compliment.
Division III baseball player.
D3 Super Beast, Jeff Colb. Stud.
Jeff Colb, maybe they can call you and get some. We need a closer still. Nobody solidified that spot in the Rangers rotation.
I just want a first pitch. Come
okay.
On, give me something.
We can work on that. But with the Gerrit Cole injury with the Yankees, obviously I'm sure you're familiar with what's going on with Boston. They've got some injuries right now. Sure, Cody Bradford, that was a bummer. He's not going to start the season ready to rock. He'll be on the IL. But this team has the makings of the favorite of the American League right now, in my opinion. What say you?
I agree. And obviously, you know, Houston is hurt by losing Bregman, you know, to the Boston Red Sox. I'll add my Boston Red Sox. But, yeah, you know, Boston – the Yankees, they're dealing with obviously some pitching injuries. And so, you know, again, there are some wild cards for the Rangers as far as some of their pitching. And, you know, like a guy like Tyler Mahle, I'm really interested to see what is he going to do? You know, what are we going to do with John Gray? But, you know, again, if these guys stay healthy, I just think that there are so many options at Bruce Bochy's disposal. And I'll take this Rangers lineup over anybody right now.
Jeff, you've
in the American League.
Okay.
In the American League.
Yeah. You've been in this market since 2019. And I wonder how much has the fan base changed? It seems like that we're a more pissed off group than we had. Is that kind of seem pretty fair? I mean, are you getting that vibe when you're out and about and running into people?
We're talking overall.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall,
that's a great question. That's a really interesting question. I think that we could probably all agree the Cowboys fan base is an entity of its own. It's that miserable, we keep coming back to our ex-girlfriend that has hurt us so many times. But that's what's been so fascinating watching what's happened here with the Mavericks, right? It's
sure.
Like the fan base was just so enamored and in love with everything that was going on here. And so I feel like we have witnessed since February 1st a change, you know, more than I had seen in my first 5+ years here in this market.
Mm-hmm.
I think there had been hope, and now that's a fan base that I don't think has any hope right now. You know, I love what our stars are doing, and that
sure.
might be a Captain Obvious statement, but I'm really curious to see with the Mavs being down, maybe not being in the playoffs at all if they somehow even fall out of the play-in, will more people come on to this Stars fan base that really it's like what Jim Nill has done and Pete DeBoer has done, you know, it's underrated in my opinion. You're trying to go to the Western Conference Finals for the third straight year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously something that the Cowboys haven't been able to get to that Final Four level for almost 30 years here. And so to your question, as far as angrier fan base or sad fan base, yeah, I think we're starved. I really do. And outside of what the Rangers did, which, you know, felt like a little flash in the pan, I don't think it is. I think, again, they will be strong this year. But I think, you know, nationally, when you look at it and get a feel for it, too, I think people feel like, oh, Dallas has great sports. But, you know, when you really look at it, we haven't won as much as you would hope for this type of sports market.
Yeah, and recently there have been some strong flashpoints. Now, I'm wondering what, from your perspective, your numbers, or say about your audience and how healthy the Stars fan base is, because that's what I want to know. Like, would a big run there heal us? Does it have the ability to unite the Metroplex behind a hockey team?
I hope so, and I think you guys would agree. Playoff hockey is just such a different beast from the regular season, and mm-hmm. I think it's something that the casual sports fan who maybe has no taste at all for a regular season game, all of a sudden it's, you know, hey, they knocked out Joe Pavelski in game two, and now we want to see what kind of revenge is coming, or Jamie Benn, you know, laid that huge hit on Mark Stone, and now, oh my gosh, there's so much hype and interest in this series. So the other thing I love about hockey is, I mean, no sport parties like hockey, right? I mean, yeah. If that team wins the cup, we will have around the Metroplex could cure a whole lot of sports ills around here. And so I would love to see it come to fruition. There's so many great storylines there. Pete DeBoer has been close so many times. Obviously, Jamie Benn's in a contract year. I don't think he leaves after this, but you want to see a guy like that win in a way that, you know, we look at some of these other teams in the market, you know, you feel for a guy like Zach Martin, right, who retires without the ring, and you feel like he totally deserved it. And so I think it can do a lot. How much the average sports fan will gravitate towards the Stars, that's a hard thing for me to tell from my seat, but I think there is so much of a case there to be made that they should. And just a little spoiler, if I may, we on Fox 4 have a significant Stars announcement coming tonight on Free For All at 10:30. So Tune in for that and a little more excitement to add to the pot.
Oh, I'm pumped for this. The big announcement, Free For All tonight, 10:30. Jeff Kolb, Fox 4, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. When we were out there in surprise, you actually left and went to the Luka versus Mavs game in L.A. How was that experience? Was that just bizarre? I mean, being there, I can't imagine, because as we were watching it with Jared Sandler, it was like, what the hell? This felt like a living nightmare.
It was like nothing I've experienced regular season basketball-wise, which might be, again, a Captain Obvious statement. But the setting, the energy in that pregame, I don't remember anything I've ever covered in my career where I was so intently focused on the pregame, even more in some ways than what would happen in the game. Because what was the big question? It's like, well, will we see that Luka-Nico interaction? And then, you know, to be right there, I mean, like, I'm like feet away from Nico, who's just standing there with Malika Andrews at the scorer's table, just hanging out. No security, no bodyguards. The fans, the Mavs fans, with those anti-Nico signs right behind him, and it's like, what is going on? And then, you know, Luka takes the court, and I don't buy that he didn't see Nico. I don't know if any of us buy that. But, you know, I left crypto feeling bad for Luka, you know, as I did before. You know, I think it's just sad that he got traded away in the way he did without any conversation leading up after everything he invested. And so, I give Nico credit for showing face there. I still don't know that he really appreciates. I hope he appreciates the magnitude more realistically of what he did than he did on February 2nd when he spoke in Cleveland. But it was unreal. And it was also unreal just to see Luka leading out the Lakers with LeBron right behind him and just trying to envision what these next couple of years could be like with those two in the Western Conference. I hope Anthony Davis turns out great here in Dallas and things, you know, it's a happy stop in his career and he can make some noise, but I'm worried about Luka and LeBron. That's a scary duo.
You know, and then as far as the Mavs go, can they recover from this? You know, it seems like they're snake bitten, you know, like they're another one of these teams that have been put together. And at some point it's like, well, that's not going to work out. And before you know it, they've been broken up. I have hope they can. But what do you think? Momentum has swung pretty negatively on them, hasn't it?
Well, you have a lot of work to do with the fan base. That's number one. Mm-hmm. As far as the roster, I still love a lot of these pieces. When you look at Lively and Gafford and, you know, obviously Kyrie Irving, you know, whenever he comes back, obviously you couldn't foresee, you know, when you're Nico making the trade that you will lose Anthony Davis game one and Kyrie goes down for the year and will miss, I'm sure, a good portion of next season. What I've been thinking over the last week as I kind of mull this over, as I'm sure we all continue to and try and make sense of it, is what if Anthony Davis just decides, you know what, yeah, I have this longstanding relationship with Nico Harrison, but this has been a bleep show and it's not for me. I want out. And we know that that's how things can work in the NBA. You know, if they have to sell off Anthony Davis for parts, I mean, I think that solidly cements this as like the worst trade in NBA history, if you don't think it is already. And so I have some concern there. You know, let's just keep in mind, not only did Luka Doncic not have any idea this was coming, Neither did Anthony Davis. So as far as we understand or know, not like AD gave Nico some long-term verbal, hey, I'm in this for the long haul. I'm on board with this. And so I think if you keep Anthony Davis, if he can stay healthy, I was excited post-trade about the potential with AD to win now, even though I didn't agree long-term at all, and especially with the lack of first-round picks coming back your way. But I have serious concerns about just how this has played out and if it's something that Nico Harrison and Patrick Dumont and the rest of this brain trust can really reel back in and get headed back in the direction towards making it back to the NBA Finals.
Jeff Kolb, Fox 4, thank you so much for your thoughts here on our local sports scene, buddy. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, boys.
There he goes, Jeff Kolb. All right, it's time for the top 10 at 420. Zach, where are you taking us?
All right, in honor of crosstalk this morning with Bobby, RJ, and the KNC Masterpiece, we've got the top 10 Disney movie soundtracks. What is the best soundtrack in Disney movie?
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
History, that's next.
Hey, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. Rangers just beat the Giants 7-3. Sandler's coming up here in about 15 minutes. We'll get the scoop, including the update on Bradford. It appears he's going to start the season on the injured list. This segment of The Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Now here he is, your Wooly Bully. Zach with an H.
All right, we're going to go nostalgia, the top 10 Disney movie soundtracks in honor of the conversation Bobby and RJ had with Kevin and Corey earlier during Crosstalk. We'll get to that in just a moment. Some housekeeping stuff. Neville Gallimore, former Cowboy, free agent defensive tackle. He's going from the Rams to the Colts. He's going to be in Indy. Did get some updates on Roope Hintz and Miro Heiskanen, as Miro has not started skating yet, according to Pete DeBoer. Miro is skating today and tomorrow in Dallas. After that, a determination will be made if he's an option Sunday in Colorado. I think he's going to go Sunday in Colorado, but he won't be playing tomorrow against Winnipeg. And one of the tweets of the day is I saw from Nate Tice. So the Texans made a trade to acquire Ed Ingram, former Vikings guard, going from Minnesota to Houston.
So the Texans now have one offensive lineman?
Well, they got Tyus Howard. They're moving from right tackle to left tackle. Blake Fisher, who they took in the second round out of Notre Dame, is going to play right tackle for them. Now they've got Ed Ingram, and I guess they also signed Laken Tomlinson. The thing here is Nate Tice, quote, tweeted Ian Rappaport's tweet about the Ingram trade, said the Texans jettisoned the guard that allowed the third highest one-on-one pressure rate among all guards, Kenyon Green, who's now in Philly. They've now acquired the guards that ranked first at Ingram and fourth in Laken Tomlinson.
Wow, and that's not a particular metric you want to be leading in, right? You want to be last in that category.
Yeah, you want to be last when it comes to one-on-one pressure rate allowed. Oof, that's not good. I'm sure CJ Stroud sees that and is like, "Oh, get me out of here! What are we doing?"
Texans fans have to be pretty bummed. This time last year, you were at the top of the world. You're bringing in Diggs and Danielle Hunter. Hunter worked out for sure. Al Shaier at linebacker. It's like, okay, we're win now mode. Let's throw all the talent in the world at this roster because we got a stud quarterback on a rookie contract. Yeah. And then you blink your eyes, and all of a sudden, you're like, we don't even have an offensive line. We have infighting. We've lost our offensive coordinator because he sucked so bad. Mm-hmm. And we're getting worse and worse on the line by the second.
I guess the positive is even with all that, they still finished in the same place, losing in the divisional round. So maybe...
Well, it helps when you play in the AFC South.
They can get back there. But yeah, it's not... Gosh, that offensive line's not looking great. Dory Jackson also going from the Giants to the Eagles. So Dory Jackson staying in the NFC is really good move there for the Eagles.
Still getting paid. There we go.
Woo! Make it happen.
We're catching up.
Love it. All right, let's get to the top 10.
Rangers
greatest
one.
Yeah, we...
you already did that?
Yep, Gavin mentioned it. We're going to talk
about Sands. Thanks, Gavin. Appreciate that.
Were you in the ladies' room?
Did you go ahead and rip one?
I was having a discussion with the boss about our situation on Friday.
Oh,
tomorrow's Friday.
We're at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers next Friday.
Next Friday.
Come on out, party with us. We're going to be watching the tournament.
We were just talking, and I got held up. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're forgiven.
You saying we can't get hammered next Friday?
What? At the
like we can't this time around.
I don't think so.
Probably shouldn't
because we got an event right after that.
I mean,
We got back to back events.
By the way, do need to give a very happy birthday to Papa Wolchuk. It's my dad's birthday today. Oh,
Bully Senior,
big time party.
Lucky strike on
tonight.
Me.
Yep, there you go. But happy birthday, Dad. I love you.
He
wouldn't
quit smoking
here without you. He has quit smoking he's like a year
for
strong
the baby.
Now.
Really? Even the vapes?
Since the baby came?
Not the vapes. Not the vapes.
He's living the
actual
vape life.
Real cigs.
Good old-fashioned darts.
He's just...
Get him in on his in life. Should be... Hey, your birthday gift to him tonight should be a coffee-flavored... He could probably handle a 6 or 9 milligram, but, I mean, I do the 3s, you know, just a little teaser. It's so much healthier than doing the vapes.
Yeah, I don't know if there's really good health there at all, but he likes the element of smoking. Like, that's what it is. The habit of that. That's really what's tough to break.
Get him an offset smoker out back. He can smoke...
Boy.
Then he can catch the whole neighborhood on fire
instead
of just his own house.
Didn't he catch something on fire?
No, he did. He caught their house on fire.
Oh.
He flicked a cigarette bud. It was not out properly. Next thing you know, the fire department's at the house.
And he's
serious,
standing there?
True story.
Did he stand?
Yeah. She's like, sorry, guys.
Was he standing there? Did he light another one while
he was
waiting?
My mom was ticked off. The whole house smelled like smoke for a solid week.
He was just outside in his whitey-tighties in his open robe, ripping darts and catching his house
Thanks
on fire.
Thanks for putting this out, fellas. I appreciate it.
How much water are you guys?
Cigarette.
Anybody got a light?
Yeah. How much water are you guys using?
Yeah, he's the best.
He's incredible.
He is. He's a one of one. He really, really is. Thank you, Robert. We love you.
Is dinner on you tonight?
Yes, dinner's on me tonight.
Steaks?
We're going fajitas.
There you go.
We're going fajitas. So, and it will be steak fajitas.
No, Chinese, no Indian food tonight?
Well, if it was my wife's birthday, that's exactly what we'd be having.
Yeah.
But we did do the Indian deal on Saturday. We went out for family lunch. And what did we have? Indian food. And it was good.
Indian food is good.
Honestly, the baby loved it. Eliza loved it. She put down that butter chicken. She is a butter chicken baby.
But she asked for brisket instead. She you guys really couldn't get that done.
Well, she does love the brisket. We found that out. Shout out to Hurtado.
Right in the middle
her
of
first
show,
ever
we did,
brisket.
Yeah.
We hadn't even started yet, Brian, okay? Yeah.
Fajita birthday, though, is strong.
Oh, let's get the baby brisket as we're getting ready.
We were waiting
to
start.
The opening of the credits are rolling.
After we'd been waiting for an hour to begin, why not
why?
An extra 5
why
minutes?
Why were we waiting?
We weren't waiting on me.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. That's what you want. Like,
you see how he lashes out like this?
You guys are going to get that feeling tonight. One of the greatest restaurant feelings you could ever experience when that guy rounds the corner.
Sizzling
fajita. And you know,
you
that's
always
mine.
Feel like you got out of order when you see that, don't you?
Absolutely.
Right. You know it.
Oh, my enchiladas aren't getting it
done. Best spot for fajitas in the DF dub, preferably like from on the way like to Plano, Richardson, down 75 to Plano. Just let me know. And then also your favorite Disney movie soundtrack. We will get to the honorable mentions here.
Favorite fajita place.
Do you guys have? I'm just
square mile.
Trying
like
to get
two square miles.
Trying to get the text going. Favorite soundtracks. Aladdin is getting a lot of love. And Pastry Chef Eric was just blowing up with the voice memos. You guys were listening during the break. He was sending me about Aladdin. Jasmine from Aladdin. And it is. Aladdin's a great soundtrack.
Jasmine's the one seed.
The Mermaid was great. My sister was watching that so much that I knew a lot of those songs growing up.
Why don't we do top 10 hottest Disney characters?
I can bring that up. Yeah, we can do that if you want to.
Can you do that?
Tarzan.
What do you mean, can you do that?
You can do anything.
It's Woolchuck's hottest. First thing that popped in his mind. Tarzan.
No, stop. Tarzan. Tarzan's the soundtrack.
Check the tape.
I'm trying to keep it here with the soundtrack talk, all right?
Tarzan's 1A to Jane's 1B.
He didn't say Tarzan, did he?
Yeah, he did. He went right into it.
I can't remember who Tarzan's girl was. Jane?
Jane,
Jane was a cutie. Tarzan's the correct answer with Lion King coming second from the 903. Moana's getting some love on the text. Oliver's Company underrated from the 214.
On a real note, though, the Tarzan, I mean, Phil Collins on the Tarzan soundtrack.
He crushed it. And the main song is written for his daughter, Lily. And Us With Daughters, I think, like, it's sentimental.
Is that You'll Be In My Heart?
Yes. Yeah. You'll be in
the
my
new Lion
heart.
King, I feel like, would jump into the top 10. It's got a couple bangers in
Mufasa.
There.
Oh, Mufasa? Yeah, you like the Bye-Bye.
I like Bye-Bye. And
that was a good one.
I always wanted a brother song.
Yeah, it's
the,
a good
the
song.
Kids love that song.
It's blown up on TikTok, too. A lot of TikTok dances.
I haven't seen or heard the new one. I'm going to have to check that.
Beauty and the Beast being Texan.
Dude, Beauty and the Beast. Phenomenal soundtrack.
It's a banger.
I was not familiar with the movie really at all until I had daughters. It was not one of the cartoons that I'd really watched in any way growing up. But now, over the last few years, my girls love it. And so we'll be belting it out in the car, minivan style, just windows down.
Cinderella, honorable mention. We have The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which I think overall is an underrated movie. Comes in as honorable mention. Encanto. Which I still haven't seen Encanto. I know one day I'll eventually get around to seeing it now with Eliza getting bigger. But
yes, I think that one's big in my house. I think
There's a song.
We Don't Talk About Bruno. Is that the one?
That might be the one. I'm not super familiar, but it's
We
strong.
Don't Talk About Bruno is on the soundtrack. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a banger.
Pocahontas, honorable mention.
Hmm.
And then The Jungle Book.
Yeah.
I love here. The Jungle Book is good.
Yeah.
Jungle Book's got some bangers. Lucius, did you have any of your favorite soundtracks?
Do we say Fantasia? Do we say Fantasia on that list? I like Fantasia. Aladdin. Yeah. I like that for sure.
Aladdin.
Goofy movie.
Dude, a Goofy movie has three of, I think, my favorites.
Yeah, Tevin Campbell is in that damn thing.
Dude, a Goofy movie is so slept on.
The Aristocrats.
Such a phenomenal film. Number 10, I was surprised it was this high because I can't really think of a song from it, but I've only seen it one time, and that's Tangled. Maybe I need to just get more versed in the Tangled world. That's about Rapunzel. Number 9 is Frozen. And Frozen kind of took over. It absolutely did.
That was big. Let It Go.
Let It Go. Yeah. Yep. And Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Yeah. It crushed.
That was a good one. Cold
there
never bothered me anyway.
Never did. Number 8 is Mulan. I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Moulin Rouge.
I mean, Mulan. That's a good one. 7 is Hercules.
Hercules.
I think is getting a remake. I think we're getting like a live action Hercules. They're live actioning all of these. 6 is Moana.
I Want Sam in Love.
That was in your top 10 as well, Hercules?
Meg.
That's what it says.
Dude, Meg might be in the top 10.
I won't say I'm
Meg
in love.
Meg get it.
That's Hercules.
That's Hercules' song?
I won't say I'm in love. Yeah, Hercules.
Moana. And Moana's fantastic. The sequel, not as good. But the first one, tremendous. And the music was good. I can't tell you a single song from the sequel. 5 is Tarzan. four is The Little Mermaid.
Under the Sea.
Oh, Aristocats. That's a good one, too, from the 214.
Yeah, Aristocats. I said that earlier.
Yeah, did you?
I did.
You said Aristocats?
I did.
You, dude. That's a good pool.
So cultured.
Yeah, it is a good pool.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Aladdin. Aladdin comes in at number three. I'm sorry, Pacer Chef Eric. It's number three. Princess and the Frog, 214, also a good one. Number two is Beauty and the Beast. The
Beautician.
Our guest. Be our guest. But number one, best Disney movie soundtrack of all time, Hakuna Matata.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is the Lion King. Circle of Life, Be Prepared, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? I mean, the Lion King's the best. The Lion King really
is. Is that an Elton John production? Was he part of that?
I know Hans Zimmer.
At least a couple of them.
But maybe.
Did he win an Oscar for that?
Maybe he did. He might have. I'm not gonna say that you're wrong on this. I think you're probably right.
I'm just throwing it out there as maybe a possibility.
It's very possible. But overall, Disney's been crushing it with a lot of these. Shrek, not Disney, that's DreamWorks. But Shrek does have a lot of good Smash Mouth songs.
Yes. And others.
Balto. I can't tell you the last time I saw Balto. That got texted.
Balto Meal.
682.
Neither can I.
A lot of good films. Appreciate all the feedback here on the text line. Coco. Coco's an absolute star of a film as well.
I can tell you right now, and the next time we'll talk with Jared Sandler.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
It's coming up next.
Elton John.
That was Elton John.
It. That was Elton John.
Still standing in there.
I'm still standing.
Football's Finest coming up at 5 o'clock. Jared Sandler's going to join us next. Could Cody Bradford be looking at a significant injury for a second season in a row? That's coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. As Jared Sandler joins us now here on your home of the Rangers, coming off of another win. They were successful this afternoon against the Giants, 7-3. That moves them to 500 now in Cactus League play.
I think we're one game above 500.
Are they? Are they now 10-9?
I think we're 9-9. Yeah.
Look at this.
Going into this one.
After that start, carrying momentum through, it's Jared Sandler brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm doing great. Broadus is right. Over 500. I mean, what could be better than that? And how about this, guys? The Giants had gone 10 straight unbeaten, and they hadn't lost a home spring training game all year. So just, I don't know. I don't know when the parade is, but we may as well get ready for it.
Yep.
Hitting their stride. You can't deny the signs, including Adolis Garcia with the bomb ski. Love to see it. Are we seeing that maybe he's ready to go out and have himself a year, Jared, or what?
I hope so. He's definitely motivated. He's very aware that he did not have a good year last season. And, you know, to Adolis' credit, he's aware that not only did he not hit well, but he wasn't very good in the field. And, you know, I think that there was a knee issue that he tried to play through that probably hurt. But, you know, regardless of the circumstances, he played. The numbers are what they are. They were what they were. And, you know, I think the other thing with Adolis is, he probably feels like he wants to make a little bit more money in this game. And, you know, if he has a really good year this year, then, you know, that certainly helps his chances. It's not like he signed that big, you know, $100 million contract. I don't know that he'll ever sign a contract that big. We'll see. But, you know, there is a little bit of that dangling dollar bill in front of him that I think helps too.
And he's still young enough that he could have a great next 5 or 6 years. But based on how last year went, you have to wonder, like, was that the beginning of the end with him? Or is that too negative?
No, I mean, listen, he's a guy, first of all, he's 32 years old, right? So he was on the wrong side of 30. Still, you're right, though. There are plenty of hitters who, you know, we see them have success, you know, into their mid and late 30s. But... you know, he's a guy who plays really hard, and that's a great thing, but sometimes when you play really hard and you play, you know, you're a base stealer, you crash into walls, that wears on you. And he swings hard, too. Like, everything he does, he does it at full force. And so, you know, you wonder how a body like that, a big muscular body, how that's going to hold up over time. And so, Gavin, I think it's a very fair question to ask, for sure. And I think that's a part of the curiosity about Adolis Garcia. Is there more? If there is more, how much more, and what's it going to look like?
What do we as Rangers fans need to know about Alejandro Osuna? I mean, his OPS is through the roof. He hits the dong today. He's just been hitting so well in spring training. What do we need to know about him, and might we see him with the squad this year?
Yeah, I think so, Erica. At least, well, you know, I say that. We all thought that Mark Church would spend a lot of time with the Rangers last year. He ends up getting hurt, misses about 4 months, and makes one appearance at the very end of the year. So as long as Osuna stays healthy, and he doesn't just totally crater once the minor league season starts, yeah, I think he's going to be a prime option when there's a need in the outfield. And as far as what he does, he's the minor league player of the year last year. He is really, really good in the outfield. And that's the first thing that I think it's important to bring up, because you never know how hitting is going to translate and how long it might take someone to get comfortable. But there shouldn't be any sort of real adjustment period as a defender. And he's able to impact the game defensively, both with his ability to underground and his arm. And so then the question becomes, what does it look like as a hitter, and what to wait and see? But what's really stood out to me for Osuna, yeah, he homered today. Yes, the back of the baseball card statistics are nice. But what stands out to me is, his home run today was on a 3-1 pitch, because he didn't swing at some good pitches that were out of the zone. He's had very disciplined at bats. He's putting himself in a position to succeed with that plate discipline. And that's something that you hope will translate no matter the stage, be it spring training, minor league baseball, major league baseball. It might not translate one-to-one, but there seems to be a more true conversion rate for that sort of thing. And that's one of the things that's really stood out to me about Osuna.
Jared Sandler here with you on The Fan. Well, Chuck,
what's the latest injury news, man? How can Ranger fans not get worried about some of this pitching stuff?
Well, Tyler Mahle threw today. I don't know how he threw just yet. I don't know that, because we were obviously in Scottsdale. He threw back in surprise. But Jacob DeGrom, that's not, he's got a stomach bug. So nothing to be worried about there. He should be back and ready to go tomorrow. But Cody Bradford, we're just going to have to wait and see. And as Boach mentioned today, which should be expected given that he's been shut down, he's going to start the season on the IL. But hopefully it's nothing that lingers, too long and he'll be okay. But, Zach, I'd say that, if you're hoping to have a Mariners-type season where none of your pitchers really miss any time, that's the lottery ticket, right? And that's one reason why the Mariners not having more success as a team last year is probably disappointing to them, because they had that lottery ticket in their hand. You're going to have injuries, and it's just a matter of whether or not you have the depth to overcome it. And I do think that this team has enough depth to be able to withstand an injury or two. And you don't want it, but it seems almost inevitable with the climate of pitching and health, for pitchers. And so, whether it's Jack Leiter, Kamar Rocker, Dane Dunning, Adrian Hauser, or the guy who pitched today, Patrick Murphy, who's gone 10 scoreless innings so far this spring, it seems like the Rangers have options, and that's all you can ask for, I guess, at this time.
Jared, if we got to the point in camp where it's like the movie Groundhog Day for you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, for sure. But the night game tomorrow breaks it up, so that'll be a change. First night game for the Rangers at Surprise Stadium. But, yeah, Brad, it's 100%. And, you are starting to get guys who are playing back-to-back days. Pitchers are starting to go deeper into games. But
sure.
We're at approaching 25 Cactus League games. I think I'm ready for some games that count.
With Bradford being out, speaking of games that count, who's the pitcher that needs to step up?
Well, I think, the first guy into the rotation is going to be Jack Leiter. And so I guess the answer right there is Jack. I would say that, it probably is going to put a little bit more on Dane Dunning's plate, though. There might be a little more emphasis on Dane because Jack was going to perhaps fulfill that piggyback role with Jacob DeGrom. And now that's maybe going to be Dane, or maybe it's Adrian Hauser, or maybe it's Patrick Murphy. I'd say one of those three guys really need to step up. And then Kamar Rocker is going to throw tomorrow night against the Padres. So it's a split squad. He won't be pitching in the game at Surprise, but he'll be pitching against the Padres. And, I still think the Rangers probably intend on him starting in AAA, but maybe this opens the door for him. And if it does, then, it's going to be a great opportunity for him for sure.
Looks like Bang Bang's pretty dialed in there. Langford, two more hits today. How dialed in is he? I don't want to just look at the box score and get my take, of course.
No. I see what you did there.
He's been waiting for that one all day.
He's been waiting, Jared. Yeah. He's been waiting.
Well, you know what? I will say I realized when you guys were in town, Gavin made some sort of reference to that after a game when I was in the booth, and I was so locked in, I drove right by it, and I should have acknowledged that it was well played. I think it probably seemed as if it went over my head, and it wasn't until the middle of my answer that I recognized it. But no, you know what, Gavin, that's an astute point, because Wyatt's one of his outs today was maybe the hardest hit ball he had. You know, it was an absolute rocket to center field. So yeah, I mean, he looks good. He obviously looked great last spring. Hopefully, he gets off to a better start. But you know, there's just a lot of people. It's for them. It's a matter of when, not if. You know, about this guy becoming one of the, the elite players in baseball. And maybe it's not this year. Maybe it is. Would be awesome if it was this year. There's a lot of talent in that body, right? Was it Wyatt Langford? I said that about
Shohei
last year?
Shohei, yeah. No.
Oh, Shohei. One and the same. Yeah. Well, I mean, Wyatt, just so you guys know, Wyatt's still very impressive from the knees to the waist.
He looked more jacked than ever when we saw him in the clubhouse. I mean, even up top, like the traps. If you just looked at him and said, "Hey, what sport does this guy play?" I would say linebacker.
Yeah, I didn't know linebacker was a sport, but I would agree.
Oh, it is, Jared. I mean, I thought you might have
just
known
just the sport of linebacker. Speaking of linebackers, linebackers start with L. So do lefties. And without Cody Bradford, is it like lighter? I mean, what are you looking at for lefties in the starting rotation?
Is there another lighter repeat question going on here?
Ooh. Oh, did you ask this,
Jared?
I'm specifically talking lefties.
Yeah, but Leiter's not a lefty.
He's a righty.
Right.
So what are they doing without Bradford for lefties?
Do you want to re-ask this question and quickly figure out a lefty to ask instead of Leiter?
Oh, well, without Cody Bradford, he's the only lefty that they've got in the rotation. What do they do if they want a lefty?
Tear his ass up.
Go for it.
Sorry. That was great. I think
it's a brilliant question.
No, Zach. In all seriousness, it is a fair question.
It is. It's a good one. It's better than one in Brian's ass.
No. I would say that you suggesting Jack Leiter could be a lefty.
Well, maybe he'd fare better.
He's ambidextrous.
Maybe he'd fare better. That's what we just heard.
The Rangers don't have. There's not a lefty that jumps to mind. As someone who'd be ready to go right now, I would say that most teams would agree with the inference of your question that, they don't want to have five righties in a rotation. They're not going to take a lesser lefty and put him in for a righty, but the Rangers really don't have a great option in that regard. And so I do think that's a part of, the value that Cody Bradford brings, other than just the fact that he's a really good pitcher. But it's a good question, Zach. And if Bradford's out for an extended period of time, look at converting Jack Leiter into lefty, and we'll see how it goes.
I mean, they can't re-sign Andrew Heaney anymore. He's gone.
They could trade for him, but I don't know. I don't know what their options would be, because if you look at some of the depth options that they have from the rotation standpoint, I don't know that there's a lefty who really jumps out.
Trade for Montgomery.
It seems like that guy's going to get traded, and the Yankees would be a good fit because of their needs and their injury situation. He's proven he can have success there, but could the Rangers maybe, basically buy at an all-time low with Montgomery? Here's the challenge, and Zach, in all seriousness, the challenge with Jordan Montgomery is simply the money, because the Rangers have made it clear they don't want to go above that low luxury tax threshold because of the third straight year penalty they would incur. And if the Diamondbacks are able or willing to eat all of Jordan Montgomery's contract, then the question simply becomes, to what degree do the Rangers want to give up a prospect for a guy who's coming off the year that he came off of?
Terrific stuff. Thank you for getting us squared away on Leiter once again, my man. You're consistent.
See you guys.
Cheers. There he is, Jared Sandler, at Jared Sandler on Twitter.
Oh, man.
Might be an opportunity for Derek Holland to come back. It's too bad he just retired.
It's a serious problem. Cody Bradford is the only lefty they've got.
Yep.
Which is what I was asking. I don't know why you try. I wasn't asking a lighter question.
I thought
it was all about the lefties in the rotation.
I heard we'll pull the tape.
Old man Brian over here not paying
attention.
I thought
I heard a lighter. I pulled
the tape.
No, I thought I heard
for a second, though. I did think lighter lefty. I was going with the L's thing,
and it didn't
really work out.
I thought he answered the question about lighter, and I'm thinking,
well, it wasn't a question specifically about lighter. It was about not having Cody Bradford.
We're gonna pull the tape.
Yeah, do it.
Because I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, Cody Bradford's a lefty. They don't have any other lefties.
I was still reeling from my awful question.
The linebacker sport thing. I didn't think it was bad.
Well,
I got where you're going with that. I got my teammates' backs.
I totally forgot about the linebacker spot, dude. That was an epic 3 minutes. Thank you, boys. In addition to football's finest,
just erase all of that.
Is coming up next. Where are we going, Chief? Well, Schefter is painting a gloomy picture for those of us rooting against the Eagles. Plus, we have some college football for you. We got Chapel Bill and Nick Saban making an appearance next in the nation.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.